Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined by Andy Holding, to look ahead to the Curragh card on Sunday. And what a card it is. Just quality racing throughout. Hopefully we can point you in the direction of a winner or two. But we've got eight races to look forward to here, Andy. And I think you'll agree, racing is the winner here, isn't it?
Oh, very much so, yeah. I mean, we had a great day yesterday, didn't we, the St Ledger. And, of course, a really good card from the Curragh. Sorry, from Leopardstown. I'm getting confused already. Getting that excited, Alex. You can hardly contain me. And they've got the Irish version today, plus a star-studded lineup, which takes on board some really good horses in the Blandford Stakes. Of course, we've got the fillies in the Moygler. We've got the Durinstown Stud Flying Five. We've got some good handicaps. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to today. I'm going to have to make sure I'm very much in situ all day and listening to William Hill Radio, of course, and watching the racing this afternoon. Should be excellent stuff.
Yeah, it is a superb card. I mean, we've also got action at domestically at Fosslast and Bath today, which isn't so good. But then over in France, of course, we've got some superb races over there. It really is a feast of action to look forward to today, isn't it?
Yeah, I wish I was actually on the radio today. I don't know who's on it, but they're in for a cracking afternoon.
Well, it's funny, you should mention that, Andy, because it's Mick Norton, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Stephen Powell, but they'll be on air a little bit earlier than normal, going on at 1.25 to preview the 1.30 at Longchamp.
So, I wouldn't even take a fee today.
Come in if you want, then. But you could still get up here in time. Come on.
Yeah, I'm there tomorrow, so I'll probably be talking about the action today. So
that's true.
Yeah, I'll be reviewing it all tomorrow.
That is true. Right then, we'll dive into the action at the Curragh because we do have eight races to get through, and we'll start with the 2.05. It's a sprint handicap over 6 furlongs. It's as open a race as you could ever wish to start a card. At the time of recording, Discussion to Follow is the 6-1 market leader, 7-1 for Watchable. Interesting that the first two in the market are not Irish runners, both coming over from Britain. Which way do you see this one going, Andy?
I certainly think Discussion to Follow is a worthy market leader here, or you certainly have to have him on your shortlist. He's very much one of these sprinters like Muthmere yesterday that I think the handicapper has probably not quite got to the bottom of. And he's run, of course, in the Stewards' Cup, a race which Muthmere was fifth in. Certainly suggests that as well. He travelled really strongly in that race. He just probably didn't have the quality. He certainly got the quality, but if you like, the real big race knowledge that one or two other horses had in that race. But, you know, that was basically like a Group 3 stroke Group 2 contest, you know, given that what Muthmere has done and what several others in that race have done subsequently. Prior to that, he won really well at Ascot. And more importantly, the last time he came over to the Curragh, he showed up really prominently in a race that was won by Line to Reason in a very fast time. So I think he has got plenty going for him on this particular occasion. He didn't get the best of runs that day as well the last time he came over. He's got a good draw, still 20. Keeps him just near towards the standside rail, which is arguably the place to be. So I think he's a worthy market leader. But there are several others that also catch the eye as well. I'll reel off the list that making my shortlist. Lady Meagher for the all-conquering Edward Lynham stable. Of course, this yard has had probably the best bunch of sprinters through their yard for the last year or two. So they've got plenty of good horses to work with. And Lady Meagher has been a model of consistency throughout that period. And she won last time out for Tipperary in a very fast time. She's also run well at the Curragh here on three separate occasions, winner of one of those races. And, of course, running well in several others as well. So she's a player. Majestic Queen was fourth behind James the other day in a race which was run at a strong pace. And she didn't get the clearest of runs either. And you also throw into the mix as well at Zolte, who, ever since he was a bit unlucky early on in the season here at the Curragh, when he was drawn on the wrong side, has also had a little bit of bad luck as well. He was also drawn badly at York when he was fourth behind the Muthmere, obviously a race which has worked out well. Things just didn't go right for him the other day at Dundalk on the all-weather. But he's back to the scene of his best run of the season. He's got a much better draw than he did the last day. So I've got four on my shortlist here. They're all like way, way clear on my figures. I've got Discussion to Fire, Lady Mega, Majestic Queen and Zulti. I'd expect the winner to come from one of those four. Which one of those four it'll be, I wouldn't be absolutely dogmatic with. So what I'll probably do is I'll probably go with Zulti because he's the biggest prize of the four, and the fact that he ran in that race early on in the season. He beat Discussion to Follow from the wrong side of the draw. Let's hope better drawn today, Zulti can get his revenge.
OK then, Zulti in the 205. Next up is the 240. It is the Moigler, a mile and 2 furlongs the trip for this one. And Tafasha heads affairs at the time of recording at 11-8 for Dermot Weld and Pat Smullen. She is a lovely filly, isn't she, Andy? But she does have to bounce back from a disappointing run last time.
Yeah, she does, yeah. Slightly disappointing, you'd say. It wasn't an absolute tragedy, but yeah. I'm just not absolutely convinced she's as worthy of a position in the market that the bookmakers and punters have made out here. I do think she's a nice filly, and obviously that run beyond Tegruda stands out, you know, the runner-up position in the Oaks. But there is another filly in here. Well, both fillies, actually. There's two that I think obviously going to give her plenty to think about. Chiquita obviously is one of them. First run, of course, Ray Narrow Brian, but she's been off the track for over a year, so we're not absolutely quite sure what to expect from her. And reading O'Brien, Aidan O'Brien's comments in the Racing Post today, he said that she probably will need the run. So with that in mind, I think there's one that's completely slipped under the radar here and is totally, totally overpriced, and that's Rohern from the Gerline stable. I actually don't think she's got that much to find with Tarfasha. In fact, I think she's probably just as good, and hopefully after today proving that she's at least as good, if not better. Her victory over Streetcar's The Stars at Leopardstown early on in the season came in as a bit of a bolt out the blue to most punters, but she was well back that day, 16s into 8s, and she got the job done really well. She then went back to Leopardstown on ground which probably just didn't quite suit her, and she ran an absolute face-off to get within half a length of Eye of the Storm. It was a very tough nut to crack. Streetcar's The Stars was way back in third, so she managed to turn the form around with John Ox's charge. And in fourth was Chance to Dance from the Jim Bolger stable, who's been a model of consistency throughout the year, and of course proved that run was a good run when finishing third to Free Eagle yesterday back at Leopardstown. Rohan's dropping back in trip today to mile and a quarter. She's got plenty of tactical speed. And more importantly, she's got a fast ground, which she absolutely adores. She's a real long-striding, long-flowing, easy-moving horse, this Rohan. She's 10-1 this morning. I do think she's massively, massively underestimated. I expect her to run a huge race. So the vote there, without question, goes to Rohan in the 240.
OK. A confident pick there. In the Moigler, next up is the 310. It is the Devonstone Stud Flying Five Stakes, a Group 3 contest over the Flying Five Furlongs. And another pretty open race. Again, English Raiders, well, fancy in the betting. 4-1 joint favourites at the time of recording are Step A Point for William Muir and Extortionist, easy for me to say, for Ollie Stevens. So Maximilian next in for the Tim Pitt stable. But there's a decent Irish collection here, if you like, Andy. We've got 10 of them going down to post, but which one do you fancy?
Well, Gwer's the joker in the pack, isn't he, in many respects, from the Irish contingent. A horse that I have got a little bit of time for. He posted a big number early on in the season at Nace when he beat Marek. And I thought perhaps the world was this horse's oyster for the remainder of the season. But he came over to Ascot to contend the Kingstown Stakes, and he ran a shocker, to be honest. He finished last of 16, and to be honest, I was absolutely devastated because I backed him, napped him, and did a few quid on him. So whether he returns to something like his best, which was that run at Nace over that 5 furlongs on home soil, remains to be seen. He's certainly got a good draw. He's drawn trap 10 right up against the Stan Raz. It wouldn't surprise me if Guerre was to, if you like, prove me right and run a big race, but I'm not saying I'm going to take him on because obviously he's not favourite, but I'm going to go with Sir Maximilian here. I think the English Raiders have got the upper hand in this race. Obviously, they've got Extortionist and Step A Point, who finished second and third in the Nunthorpe at York. And, you know, they set a good standard, but I do think Sir Maximilian has got a massive, massive chance. He's already proven his worth this season in two visits to Ireland, so he clearly likes the Gaelic air. And his win at the Curragh early in the season was a very fast time. It was a race at Caspian Prince, absolutely rattled along from the gate, and it took all of that 5 furlongs for Tim Pitchard to get on top. And he did exactly the same the other day down in Tipperary. They went a whirlwind gallop, and in the end he was well on top. So he does stay very strongly off the back of strong fractions, which he's sure to get here. And he'd be doing his best work at the end. I wouldn't give up on Sir Maximilian, even with a furlong to run, because he'll probably be 2 or 3 lengths behind. But he does come out very strongly. And obviously that last furlong up this steep climb plays into his hand. So I do think each way, Sir Maximilian, whatever happens, will run himself into the money, given his run style. And let's hope that one or two haven't slipped over the horizon, and he perhaps can take on another pot from Ireland.
Okay, next up is the 3:40s, the Moygler Stud Stakes, a Group 1 contest for fillies over 7 furlongs. Hot favourite here, Andy, in Cursory Glance for Roger Varian and Andrea Atzaney. Was behind Tiggy Wiggy at York last time. That form seems pretty strong. Again, the fly in the ointment here could be the O'Brien runner in Found. What do you think of the race?
Well, this is a real puzzle for punters here. Which way you go is obviously a difficult one to assess. Cursory glance, there's no doubt that she sets a really good standard here. Winner of the Albany in devastating fashion, staying on powerfully to beat a good field that contained Patience, Alexandra, Malabar, etc., etc. And then she went to York for the Lowther and got beat by the fastest 2-year-old I've got on the figures this season. Indeed, the fastest run race of the season was that Lowther Stakes, won by Tiggy Wiggy. Back in second was Cursory Glance, who also broke the clock as well. They both actually broke the track record individually that day, just showing how fast they went. Now, it just depends whether she comes out of that race in A1 condition. It was a brutal race, run at a strong pace. And the four horses that have contested that race up to now have actually run a little bit below par. So it's just whether that run has taken it out of Cursory Glance. If not, then I think she'll probably win. Found is very much the opposite end of the scale. She's just had the one run, a difficult horse to assess, a beautiful-looking filly by Galileo, stands over a lot of ground, big, tall, rangy type, bounded to victory, went unfancied first time out at the Curragh, beating Stable Companion together forever, but there's no fluke. This horse is the best horse on the day by an absolute minute. And her sectional times in that, off the back of a very slowly run race, were absolutely astounding. She ran 32.9 for the last 3 furlongs, compared to James, who won the 5 furlong sprint up the other side of the track in 33.8. But as I said, they did go very slow early on, and we know that she can quicken. She can quicken off a slow pace. We don't know whether she'll handle the drop back to 7. She should, really, considering she's got a good turn of foot. But this is going to be a much more even gallop end-to-end, so we've got to find out a little bit more about her. One horse that will handle the conditions and the likely strong pace is Malabar, from a stable, of course, that's won this race before, and a team that is in absolutely flying form at the moment, the Mickey Shannon stable. Now, if you're looking for an each-way bet to nothing, I do think you probably need to look towards Malabar. She's got a good cruising speed, and she hasn't got too much to find with Cursory Glance from the Ascot run. If you go back and play the tape that day, you'll notice that Malabar has done some really good work at the end, suggesting that she'd be much better over 7, and that's very much been the case on her next 2 runs. So at 6-7-1 this morning, I think Malabar each way is probably the safety net bet beyond the front 2 in the market. There are slight question marks over.
OK, Malabar the pick then in the 3:40. Next up, the 4:15. It is the National Stakes, a Group 1 contest over 7 furlongs. Glen Eagles, very short here, 4-11, Andy. But he's short for a reason.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse, isn't he, Glen Eagles? Disappointing on his first start when he was the talk of the town. But he's laid that ghost to rest on more than one occasion subsequently. A dual winner at the Curragh, 2 for 2 at the track. A lovely, long-flowing, easy-moving horse that's got a lovely turn of foot, a good attitude. He's just one of those get-the-job-done horses, no-frills animals that I think he's always difficult to sort of pin down, really, in many respects. His times have been okay. They haven't been anything out of the ordinary. I've got a reasonable figure for his last win last time at the Curragh, but like I say, it's certainly not up there with, for instance, Dutch Connections time that he produced when he won the Acom at York. And for that reason, I'm definitely going to put up Dutch Connection here. And I'm going to suggest we back him each way, because at the very, very least, I think he'll finish second to the favourite. I think he'll beat the other three, Tuscanani, Hall of Fame and Tuscanelli. They're all OK, those are the three, but I don't think that they're in the same quality as Dust Connection. And if you're just betting on times, then, like I said, there's only one horse you can back here. I don't think there should be 4 to 11, 6 to 1. I think there should be a lot closer in the market based on the numbers. He'd be a really good field that day on the Nosemar as well. The likes of Tilkall for School, Bassatine, back in third was fourth was Salatine, has won since. And Jamaica was also in that race as well. So if you like, Aidan O'Brien's got a little bit of a guide to how good Dutch Connection might be in compared to one of his animals. But I really do like Charlie Hill's Charge. He's won his last two. He likes the ground. He's tough. And like I say, numbers-wise, he's actually top of my figure. So at 6 to 1, let's go with the flying the ointment in the race, Dutch Connection, to cause perhaps a little bit of a surprise there in that National Stakes.
OK, Dutch Connection, the pick in the National Stakes. Next up is the 450. It's the Irish St Ledger, a Group 1 contest over a mile and 6 furlongs. Only one place to start here, and that is with Leading Light for Aidan and Juz O'Brien, even money favourite at the time of recording. But you've got Pale Mimosa in there at 5 to 1. Enker at 8 to 1, Palisator at 10s, Willing 4 12s, Brown Panther and Royal Diamond at 16s, 33s or bigger the rest. But this is, well, everything is in place for this to be an absolute rip-snorter of a race, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah, this Irish St Ledger is an absolute world-class race, it really is. Proper Group 1 horse who's running over, if you like, the best staying trip. You know, mile 6 is the almost like the purest form of finding which of the best stayer is. You need a touch of stamina, obviously, but you also need a bit of mile and a half speed quality as well. If you like, perhaps one or two of these horses could be good enough to run in the Arc, for instance. That's how good this race is. Leading Light, of course, took place in the Arc last year, and he didn't perform up to his best. But since then, he's been back to his very best. Winner at Navan, winner at Ascot, of course, won the Gold Cup, beat Estimate, has won since. Miss United, of course, the third horse, won since. The form is absolutely rock solid. And he beat Royal Diamond as well. Back at the Curra, he's 2 for 2 at this track in the trial for this race back in late August. So all his preparations have been absolutely A1. He's the best horse in the race on the figures, and he's probably about the most reliable of this lot as well. So he's very, very difficult to make a concrete case out against him. He's even money for a reason, and he's the most likely winner. But I quite like this race from a betting angle and from an each-way angle. Now, we do get bubbles burst occasionally, you know, so it's horse racing, and as Australia proved yesterday, every race is a different one to the last one. And with that in mind, I think Royal Diamond has got a great each-way chance here. I'm not suggesting he's an absolute certainty to beat Leading Light, you know, as the market suggests, but he's 16 times bigger the price. But, you know, he's only got a length and a quarter to find on his running the trial here the last day, and he was doing some really good work at the end there. He was given a bit more of a conservative rider than he's used to. He's used to forcing the issue, and he went really hard in this race last year, and he kind of paid for that in the latter stages. Now, it's interesting that Johnny Murta's almost had this race on his mind all year for Royal Diamond, because he gave the horse 6 hard races last year before he finished 5th in this race, and this year he's only had 3, so he's been a bit more circumspect, and I think he comes here a much fresher and fitter horse than he did last year, and we know what a good horse he is at the track. His form figures here are 2-1-2-1-2, and the only time he's out the frame is, of course, when he disappointed 12 months ago. So you strip that run away, he's got every chance of hitting the frame, and I do think Royal Diamond will run a huge race here, so I'm going to put him up each way, and I also think Palisator will go well at the price. What a Herculean run this was from this horse the other day in the Ebor. He was last turning in, he carried 9-10, and he got within, let's say, a couple of lengths of horses who got a much more positive ride. So this track, in all intents and purposes, really suit Palisator, and I don't think he's far off being a group horse himself. This is a fascinating affair, so I'd probably put up the 2 each way against the favourite. I think one of them hits the frame, you're going to get most of your money back, and you never ever know, one of them might just upset the apple cart.
Okay then, so Royal Diamond and Palisator each way there in the Irish St Ledger at 450. The penultimate race on the card is the 520. It is the Tattersall Stale Stakes, 6.5 furlongs the trip for this one. Where on earth do we start with this one, Andy?
I'm going to keep this one simple. I've waxed lyrical about quite a few of the races today because I think they deserve to be talked about in great length, but I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. And Gary Altra here, the favourite, she's the best filly in the race, best horse in the race, best horsing on the figures. You know, you look at that run in the Super Sprint behind Tiggy Wiggy, what a race that's turned out to be. Fast time, again, another huge number last time out in the Lowther. She got outpaced, did all her best work at the end. You know, she receives weight here off horses who are rated even lower than her. So this is a really good opportunity for Connections of Rialto to take home a huge pot. Yard's in great form. She's pretty well drawn, right somewhere right in the middle, which gives Tony Hamilton plenty of flexibility which side to go. He can go with either side of the pace, wherever it suits. So Rialto, the best horse in on the figures in this particular sales race. So let's go with Rialto.
Okay, Rialto, the pick there in the 5:20. The final race on the card from the Curragh on Sunday comes up at 5:50. It is a handicap over a mile and a half. In terms of quality, it's not quite up there with some of the races that we've just looked at, but it is nevertheless intriguing. Would certainly be a fantastic race on most cards. Panama Hat is the 5-1 favourite. He's had such a good season, bidding for his sixth win in a row, and some of those have come after a break as well, so has to be respected. Same applies to Artful Artist in at 7-1. But then again, Aidan O'Brien has potentially a fly in the open with Adjusted at sixes. It's a good race, this, Andy.
Yeah, this would grace any card, wouldn't it, if it wasn't off the back of about four or five group races prior to it. But yeah, nobody would be going home, I think, early at the Curragh today, because this is definitely well worth staying on board to watch. And I do think Panama Hat will go very close again to define a career high mark. What an amazing turnaround this horse has had from humble beginnings at Leopardstown, winning off a mark of 60. Now he's almost into group race territory here. He's rated 108. And based on his last win at Dundalk, he's also getting faster. That was the fastest time he's ever clocked that day on the all-weather back in mid-August. And he won it from a kind of different track position than he normally applies to him. He usually makes the running and wears his heart on his sleeve, but they held him up that day because of such a strong gallop, and he didn't need to leave because he was very strong in the latter stage of that race. So it means that Chrissie Haynes is reunited with him again today. Has got two strings to his bow. He can either go in behind the pace or set it to suit his own fractions. He's basically just got a really likeable horse that's right on top of his game at the moment. So he's definitely the number one selection at 5-1. And the other one I'd have to throw into the mix would be Ebadani, who's done absolutely nothing wrong also this season. He's another horse that's improving seemingly as the season goes on. He's hardly ever put a foot wrong. And he was really impressive the last day down in Bellystown when he stoned him very strongly to win on that occasion quite readily. Prior to that, he bumped into Timian, one of the most improved three-year-olds of the season from the Wild Stable. And he also comes out very strongly on my numbers. So 5-1 for Panama Hat. And Ebadani's also at 12-1. I think we can have a couple of stabs in the last race.
Okay, two against the field then in the lucky last, Panama Hat and Ebadani. Thank you very much, Andy. Thanks for your time. Best of luck with all of your picks on Sunday. It promises to be an absolutely fantastic day of racing at the Curragh. And we'll see you tomorrow live in the studio.
Yeah, thanks, bud. Yeah, can't wait to talk about it tomorrow.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.